Do please take a seat. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Jesus' coming into the world as one of us offers hope, light, and salvation to all people. Because we have been given the gift of faith, we are free to speak this good news to others, even if revealing something important to ourselves does not come naturally to us. It is important to speak, not just with our words, but with our very being, our acts of kindness, patience, and love. In our gospel reading this morning, we hear St. Luke's account of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. After the dramatic events around the birth of Jesus, Mary and Joseph now take Jesus to the temple. They have come, as countless other Jewish parents have done, to give thanks for the birth of their firstborn son and to present him to God. They have come to fulfill important rituals as instructed in the Old Testament laws. One involved the redemption of the firstborn. Luke describes how Mary and Joseph give an offering of a pair of two doves, or alternatively, two young pigeons. This was the simple offering allowed for those who were poor. Another ritual was the purification of the mother, following the rigours of childbirth. This ritual marked her re-entry into society and the religious observances from which she had been exempt whilst she recovered. Luke then goes on to introduce us to Simeon and Anna for the first time. These two intriguing supporting characters, although they play a relatively minor role in the Bible, are in fact two of my favourites. Following on from the mystical, exotic Magi, whose very name excites the senses with colour and rich aroma, Simeon and Anna meet the Messiah in their own trustingly patient and beautifully distinguished way. Patience and perseverance. Simeon, a devout and righteous man, was patiently waiting. The Holy Spirit had made Simeon a promise. Luke employs the word revealed, of which the Greek verb translates to mean impart a divine message. The message to Simeon was that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. Trusting in the Holy Spirit, Simeon went to the temple that day, where God's promise to him was fulfilled. Anna, a prophetess who was now an old woman, she had spent a large proportion of her 84 years lived worshipping in the temple. A widow, she would have lived in the women's court and spent her days fasting and praying. Her perseverance in her faith had led her to be there that day at the temple, the day she met her Redeemer of Israel. Whilst praying about my sermon this week, one rather unexpected thought kept entering my meditations. Trusting, I went back to explore this particular earworm further. My husband and I don't watch a lot of television. In fact, we don't even own a television. But if we do watch any, it tends to be the good old beep that gets our attention. And whilst browsing through the film section on the BBC iPlayer, the lady in the van had caught my eye. Originally a book of memoirs published in 1989, Alan Bennett's insightful novel went on to become a celebrated play and is now a well-known film, starring Dame Maggie Smith and Alex Jennings, to name but a few. For those of you who are not yet familiar with the film, It tells the true story of the relationship between the writer Alan Bennett and the singular Miss Shepherd, an old woman of uncertain origins, who temporarily parked her van in Bennett's London driveway and then proceeded to live there for 15 years. Their unique story is certainly amusing, poignant and life-affirming. And yet what struck me most was how patience and perseverance intrinsically linked the lives of these two extraordinary people. What had begun as a simple act of kindness became a life-changing decision for them both. Being of Yorkshire descent myself, perhaps it was the dulcet tones of Alan Bennett's accent that captured me to persevere with the film to fruition. But having enjoyed the film through to the end, I invite you all to experience the lady in the van. Miss Shepherd's perseverance in her misplaced guilt at the death of a young motorcyclist, like her perseverance to stay living in Bennett's driveway, was resolved. Bennett's patience, day after day after day. His tolerance of this untidy, unclean and ungrateful Miss Shepherd took real fortitude. I wonder how many people would have been so patient if Miss Shepherd had chosen to park up on their street. And I wonder how many others simply walked on by. Their journey as Alan Bennett and Miss Shepherd led them to an enriched life. Although difficult, sometimes messy and rather inconvenient, trusting in our inspiration to act, to help, to persevere, to be patient, and to love our neighbour as ourselves enriches us beyond measure. It was Simeon's patience and trust in the Holy Spirit that led to the fruition of God's promise to him. I wonder how many others were called to point to the Messiah. I wonder how many others withdrew their patience and let their perseverance flounder, missing the greatest gift of bearing witness to Christ. Being patient and having perseverance is not an easy gift. The journey of faith is a long path, filled with a lifetime's travel. We must be patient and persevere. Trusting in God takes real fortitude. It is not accidental that Jesus' name in Hebrew, Yeshua, a form of the name Joshua, literally means salvation. Journeying with him, although it can be difficult and sometimes rather inconvenient, enriches our lives beyond measure. It is no accident that Simeon sees Jesus' salvation as extending to all, Gentiles and Jews alike. This is the same message depicted in our gospel reading a few weeks ago when we heard the angel addressing the shepherds at Christmas. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Jesus is coming into the world as one of us, offers hope, light, and salvation to all people. It is our mission as followers of Christ to share our belief in the salvation that Jesus brings, that he brings to us all. It is important to speak, not just with our words, but with our very being, our everyday acts of kindness, patience and perseverance. Amen.